And we're now joining the post-game show with the head coach of Fertibel Trammy, Coach Neil Steffes. And Coach, how do you even put into words what just happened out there? What a game, huh?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, unfortunately, we've been on the wrong end of these a lot of times in these games. And like I told Coach at the end there, I said, we finally got one here. And, you know, just great perseverance by our kids and, you know, to stay with it at the end there and get that one to go in. And, you know, we didn't play particularly well in a lot of phases. We're going to have to be a lot better on Wednesday. But you know what, as they say in the NCAA too, you know, survive and move on. And we survived and, you know, happy for the kids.
You know, you had the lead right away and then you didn't get it back until a couple minutes left in the game. So, I mean, what's that say about their perseverance, though, to never give up?
Well, you know, we told the kids that they're going to make runs, and they did. They got ahead by 12, I think, at one point, and our kids just battled back. And, you know, a lot of it was on us. You know, they did some things, but we also hurt ourselves. We threw the ball away a lot. We didn't execute on the offensive end of the floor. We were running around, I think, the first half like chickens with our heads cut off. And we were really executing and doing things, and we started to execute and play a little harder defensively. And we got the lead back, and I think we were only down three at half, and I told our coaches, it's a miracle we're only down three because we didn't play very good. And you know, the kids just kept battling. We finally got the lead, and then I think we called a timeout to run a few things, and we proceeded to throw the ball away four times in a row. We stopped them, and then they got the end one, and you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a lot of times. And you know, like I said, we'll have to clean it up before Wednesday, or you know, we could have trouble on Wednesday too as well.
And then of course I got to get your thoughts on the final play, so walk me through what's going through your mind. So they press, so that got you out of sorts maybe a little bit. Did you ever consider taking a timeout there in the half court, and as that ball's getting tipped around at the end, what's going through your mind?
Well, we never did. You know, the play we had set up, there was 20 seconds left. So, I mean, the reality of it is the kids kind of got to where they needed to be. And then, you know, the idea is get it in Caden's hands, let him either get a shot or create. And I tried to make a pass. I think he tried to hit Derek there, and Derek got the ball. I think Derek got a shot up and just missed that one. And then, you know, Ryan was in the right place at the right time. And like I told the kids, we didn't rebound worth the crap the entire game, I guess. But we needed one rebound. We got it. And, you know, like I said, Ryan was fortunate enough to have enough time and put it back in. And you know, we made a layup, and sometimes we don't make those in the games, and we were able to make that one. And like I said, you know, we've been on the short end of the stick on these games before, but you know, we finally got one to go our way.
Congratulations on the win. See you Wednesday night, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot.